Welcome back to In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joined here this segment by Stacy Tidwell, who's the executive director of Sunflower Casa here in Manhattan, and Lindy Maska from Kappa Alpha Theta as well at K-State.
Yes.
Okay. Figured so. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Got a lot to talk about here, but first I want to start off with, you guys are part of Match Day here, Grow Green Match Day, and see, already more than $5,000 has been raised.
We're super excited. We've used our match funds last year to help serve the additional 28 children we saw through our CASA program. We were able to take a part-time staffer to full-time and meet that need in the community. So we're really thankful they have this event and we're able to participate. And, you know, we're bracing ourselves for this year. We're also seeing higher numbers. And we're hopeful about trying to replace some analog equipment to digital at our Child Advocacy Center. So grateful to the community and those that participate.
All right, yeah. You guys just one of many here being funded here today through Grow Green Match Day. Again, growgreenmanhattan.com is the website where you can donate here till midnight. Let's talk a little bit about some other things you've got going on here. A partnership between you guys and Kappa Alpha Theta.
Absolutely. We're super thankful for our K-State Thetas. We have partnered together. We found documents that go back over 20 years. We speculate that we've been partnering for close to 31 years, which is when our agency started. We're just talking. I didn't go through boxes and actually dig through physical paperwork. That was where our digital records ended about two decades ago. The Thetas host different philanthropy events and have one coming up that we're super excited to talk about today.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us more.
So this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at our house, we are selling $5 tickets for guests to come, and they can drink coffee and eat pastries. And then all of that money is going straight to CASA.
Okay. And Saturday, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And so where's that taking place at?
It's at our sorority house, which is 1517 McCain Lane.
Awesome. And, of course, CASA, if those don't know, court-appointed special advocates, so necessary here. I know there's a big backload of cases here that you guys always help with.
There is. We've seen an increasing demand over the last couple of years for needing to train volunteers to come alongside children that are involved in a child in need of care case with the district courts. It's actually how I myself started at K-State. I was a volunteer with CASA and worked with a young lady and had such a meaningful experience because it's all about supporting the child, developing that relationship, and then, of course, being their voice for their needs. I mean, I think it's a huge role that we get to play, such a privilege.
Do you have to have a working knowledge of the legal system here, or how does that work to be a volunteer?
So we have CASA training that we have coming up. We have a summer training starting on June 3rd. It'll run June 3rd, 6th, 10th, 13th, 17th, 20th, 24th, and 27th this summer. We prepare you with 30 hours of training where we talk about what it looks like getting involved in the child welfare system, dynamics that you may encounter, how to write a court report, how to advocate successfully, how to build that relationship with a child, all those things that we think you need to know to be prepared to come on and be a CASA.
Yeah, there's no sugarcoating it. I mean, there's some things in there that doesn't prepare you for what you may see.
Absolutely. You will see things that are probably not familiar to, like, your circumstances growing up, things where you go, not here, not in my community, but unfortunately it does exist in our community. And we have an opportunity to provide that voice to advocate for the children that need us so desperately. You know, we have all sorts of neat things that our CASAs have been able to do. One that's real memorable to me is one of our kiddos had a choir concert just recently, and she called her CASA. Will you be my person? Will you be my person in the audience, please? And so that CASA, you know, got up and drove 2 hours and sat there in the audience and was her person that was present for that event. And I can't imagine as a parent having children, having my children maybe have an event where they don't have somebody out there that's rooting for them. Mm-hmm. And as a CASA, we get that opportunity to be that person, to be out there in the audience.
Wow, that's great. That's pretty touching there. Lindy, have you had a lot of experience working with CASA here, or is this just kind of your first opportunity?
I have experience doing philanthropy events with our sorority. So this year is going to be our 23rd annual Wildcat Chase event in the fall, which I am in charge of planning. And then I've been planning this spring event that's coming up this Saturday.
Great. How many do you expect a big turnout?
We are really hoping for a great turnout.
Great. Let's talk about some of the program highlights here from last year, Stacey.
So absolutely. Sunflower CASA is an agency umbrella for three pretty good programs. I might be a little bit biased there. We have our CASA Core Services, where we have currently 87 certified volunteers. Last year, we had volunteers serve 149 children through our program. That was an increase of 28 children over 2017. I think we're pretty much on target for serving around that same amount. We always have a constant need to replenish our volunteers. Since we're in a community where we've got K-State and the military, we have amazing volunteers that we train and take cases, and they unfortunately end up moving away from us, and so we're constantly replenishing that volunteer pool. We had volunteers serve a tremendous amount of hours. It was close to 2,000 hours advocating for children during last year, and driving close to 27,000 miles. Talk about dedication. That's huge. We also have our Sunflower Bridge Child Exchange and Visitation Center, where we provide supervised visits and supervised exchanges in cases of, like, domestic violence or protection from abuse. Having been a social worker prior to this program coming about, visits for children would occur in McDonald's or in front of a police department, which is less than ideal for seeing a non-residential caregiver. And so we've got this service where we have on-site security and on-site visitation observers and a family-friendly environment where children can visit that non-residential caregiver and have that visit occur in a safe manner, a safe and healthy place. We have our Stepping Stones Child Advocacy Center, where we provide forensic interviews for child sexual abuse. We had 76 children come through our center, and as of this year, since inception, that program has served 700 children in the community. It's a number I say out loud that I'm happy we're there, but it absolutely breaks my heart that we've had that many children in our community come through the center.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically, you'd like to put yourself out of business.
Absolutely. That would be 100% our goal.
Yeah. Well, it's a great organization. Obviously, court-appointed special advocates always needed here, as you mentioned. And you said the summer training's coming up now. Pretty extensive here. And let's talk about where that will be taking place.
Okay, so our summer training meets twice a week. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. We try and get it done in a month so that you're able to take summer vacation and do regular kind of summer activities, and it's not too much of a time drain. We have classes at the First Lutheran Church. You need to be 21 years old. You need to be able to pass a background check, complete the application, complete training. And, of course, our most important factor is you need to have a desire to help make a difference in a child's life. And if you have any interest, you can reach out to me at S. Tidwell. It's T-I-D-W-E-L-L at Riley, spelled out, county, spelled out, KS.gov. Or you can go to our website and click that you're interested, and that'll generate an email.
Okay, very good. So once they go through the training here, then you get assigned a case here pretty quickly?
You do pretty quickly. We have 13 children on our wait list right now that are awaiting certified CASAs. And so we have a huge push to try and find male volunteers as well. So males out there, if you have an interest in serving your community and making a difference in a child's life, we'd love to have you sign up for our training.
Okay. And it starts June 3rd. Is there a time you need people to register by?
Ideally, we'd like to know before the first class so we have enough materials that are present. That first class, I think, is pretty eye-opening.
Okay, very good. Well, Stacey, thank you, and good luck here on Grow Green Match Day.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Lindy, as well.
Thank you.
All right. That'll do it here for In Focus News Radio KMAN. Stay tuned. We got a great program with Dave Lewis here in the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. It is Grow Green Match Day, of course.
And our program lineup after that, Rush Limbaugh, he'll be up as well. Stay tuned. We have plenty of more news coming for you here, News Radio KMAN.
Wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Real news, real reporting. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Supreme Court has agreed to wade into a divisive social issue. CBS's Bill Rakoff has details from Washington.
The justices say they will hear two cases involving those who claim to have been fired over their sexual orientation. The court is ordering both of those cases to be combined into one argument. In a third case, a former funeral home employee claims that she was fired during her transition from male to female. It's expected that the justices will hear those cases this fall, making decisions likely by June of next year, which puts it right in the middle of the presidential campaign. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
President Trump has filed a lawsuit to stop House Democrats from digging into his finances. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The lawsuit accuses House Democrats of declaring all-out political war on the president, using subpoenas as a weapon of choice.